A small but noisy crowd of about 300 human rights demonstrators gathered in Canberra Monday at the start of Nguyen Phan Dung's official visit to Australia. They demanded that Vietnamese authorities release political prisoners and allow democracy. The Vietnamese Prime Minister is in Australia for a two-day visit to mark 35 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries. To honour the occasion, Vietnam is granting clemency to two Australians facing execution in Hanoi for drug smuggling. Trade and human trafficking have been key points of discussion between Mr. Dung and Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. Concerns about human rights in Vietnam have not been a central feature of this visit, despite the concerns of critics of the Vietnamese government. They say it violates the rights of its citizens and blocks basic freedoms, such as freedom of religion and land ownership. Melanie Beresford is a regional expert at Sydney's Macquarie University. She says Vietnam is pursuing an increasingly liberal political and economic path, which has reduced criticism of its record on human rights.
My impression is that Australians are not too worried about it. I think there have been huge changes that have taken place in Vietnam over the last decade or so. You know, most Australians feel quite comfortable with the way Vietnam is progressing on the sort of long-term scale of things. It's not a country that's going backwards into ever more repression of the population.
However, in Hanoi on Tuesday, two journalists who exposed official corruption went on trial for allegedly writing inaccurate stories and what the court calls abusing freedom and democracy. Trade between Australia and Vietnam has grown by 20% annually over the past 5 years and is estimated to reach $8 billion this year. Australian businesses have invested more than $1 billion in Vietnam, and the country is Vietnam's third biggest export market. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.